Twinkies. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. A wonderful weekend. Looks fantastic out there. Nice day to walk around the neighborhood, I guess. Welcome to the program. Angelo Viola, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Outdoor Journal over there, Stephen Labadie, and The Fan, Derek Brandeo, keeping us honest today. Before we get started, I have to make an announcement, a bit of a shocker, but young Stephen Labadie, this is your second last program.
Yes, it is.
Look at you. Moving on to bigger and better things, I trust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say, man. It's like, been here for 7 years, right? So
it's been a while for sure. Well, we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
In your new endeavors. Anyways, for the next couple of weeks, we're going to be okay. Just like we're going to be okay from this damn pandemic.
Oh, yes.
We will survive it, folks. The sun will shine again like it is today. Anyways, great program today. And, you know, it's if we didn't have enough problems in our lives, we now have to worry about these giant wasps that are supposedly taking root in this country. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but there's all kinds of interesting stuff. Before we do any of that, I just want to remind folks, because if I don't, then I will might not be here next week either. I have to remind you that the Mercury outboard motor giveaway is on fishingcanada.com. You go there, you enter every day. You have a chance to win a motor a month until December. We're giving away an outboard motor a month until December. Absolutely free of charge. All you have to do is go in, enter, and answer a skill testing question. Drop your ballot in the virtual drum and off you go until tomorrow. And then tomorrow you do it all over again. Then at the end of each month, we will pick a winner. What's really nice about all this, though, is that you have double the chance now, because once you're there, you also enter the Prince Craft Boat Motor and Trailer Contest.
Yes.
A separate contest. You need to have a separate ballot in a separate virtual drum for a separate draw. Remember that. A lot of folks aren't remembering that. We have people coming in, entering the 2.5 contest for Merck, and then you're entering, and then other people are entering the boat motor trailer contest, but not both of them. You need to enter both to try and win either or. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget that. That's a beauty boat, by the way, Yukon, Prince Craft Yukon, LWT aluminum boat with a 20 horsepower EFI Mercury outboard 4-stroke engine. We're not talking just any old boat motor trailer here. Okay, this week's guest. First guest is going to be a retired professor from the University of Toronto, Department of Labor, Medicine, and Department of Nutrition. He is a scientist and an advisor for the Vitamin D Society. He'll be joining us, by the way, I keep referring to he, I haven't told you who he is yet, Dr. Reinhold Vith. Will be joining us to talk about the importance of vitamin D as it pertains to COVID-19. Now, you may remember the doctor was with us some time ago talking to us about the importance of vitamin D. And, of course, vitamin D, the best source of it, I believe, comes from the sun, meaning spending time in the outdoors. He's going to tell us how that might actually help us in this whole COVID-19 pandemic situation we're in. Last week's show, we had Ted Putnam on, owner of Hawk Lake Lodge. He mentioned a survey that was published by the Tourism Industry Association of Ontario, or TIO, saying that about 52% of Ontario's fishing lodge owners might not reopen due to COVID-19. Never reopen again. 52%, more than half. So that was to me an alarming stat. So we followed up after the program, and we have joining us today Beth Potter, who is the CEO of TIO, or Tourism Industry Association of Ontario, to talk about this survey, because that's 52% may never open again. That's insanity. Then we'll be joined by Managing Director of the Canadian Sporting Arms and Ammunition Association, or CSAAA. A lot of acronyms this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Allison DeGroot will be joining us. And she works with the manufacturers and gun store owners. She'll talk to us today about the Trudeau government law recently passed to ban some assault style weapons like the M16, the AR-10, AR-15, and what this is going to mean to the manufacturers and, more importantly, retailers and, consequently, consumers. So Allison will be joining us later on. Dr. Robert Curry, professor and head of the Department of Entomology at the University of Manitoba, and he's going to join us to discuss this Asian giant murder hornets that apparently have taken root or attempting to take root in Western Canada. And this is an invasive species, of course. You've probably all heard about it. And it's been spotted in BC. And the concern is that it may colonize in this country and consequently deplete our honeybee populations. That would not be good. Yeah, because then we wouldn't have honeybees. And, of course, without honeybees, we have no pollination, let alone the honey itself, but the pollination of our crops and stuff. This could be devastating. So he's going to join us. This is quite the little critter. If you haven't seen it yet, I'll tell you, it gets your attention, especially if you're somebody like me who I admittedly am not the best around bees for some bizarre reason.
Scared of them?
Let's go with that. Let's go with that. I'm pretty cool about it. Not many people know, but inside. In fact, when I was younger, a good friend of mine, Stevie Franklin, and I were going trout fishing. And I had a little mini I was driving at the time. And anyways, him and I were going trout fishing, and we were going along a railway track, an old railway track that had been abandoned, and we're driving along this thing to a little creek that we knew had some speckled trout in it. And as we're both, we're driving along, and he was worse than I was in terms of fear for bees. Two of us had this incredible fear. Anyways, we're driving along out in the middle of the woods, and all of a sudden we both hear this buzzing in the vehicle. We both bailed out of a moving mini. We both jumped out and the thing went crashing into a tree. It was hilarious. Anyways, yeah, I have, I'm definitely not really good around bees. Now, I've never seen an Asian giant murdering hornet, but I can only imagine the fear that this would instill in me and others as well. So it'll be an interesting piece a little later on in the program. A lot to get through today, so let's get a start on it. But first, we'll have a little behind-the-scenes look at Canada's most-watched fishing show on Global Television Network. It's called The Fishing Canada Show, and today's episode deals with cold weather. Cold weather. And hosts Peter Bowman and Stephen Nedzwicki put on a clinic on what to do when it is freezing out. And they were certainly dressed for it, and it was in late November as they traveled to maybe the world's best fall walleye fishery, Adolphus Reach, in the legendary Bay of Quinte area. And it had been a while since either one of these two guys had been fishing the Bay of Quinte, so hopes were really high. A great story, a great episode, and if you are a fan of giant walleye, you don't want to miss it. It's on right now. It's called Reaching Deep for Walleye on Global Television Network. Of course, if you're listening to us, you may not be watching.
So go to www.fishingcanada.com, click on episode schedule, click the broadcast dates, and the episode is right there. Check it out on Global BC Channel at 12 o'clock.
Speaking of fishcan.com, you did mention fishcan.com, right?
Yes, I did.
Attaboy, because if you go there, while you're there getting information on this week's episode, make sure you enter into the Mercury Marine Fishing Canada free outboard motor extravaganza every month. Every month we're giving one away, so make sure you enter. It's absolutely free while you're there. Why not win a boat motor trailer as well? What the hey?
Put both the motors
what
on
the
there.
Hey? You know? What the hey? Put both motors. You're right. That's all happening at fishofcanada.com. Mm-mm. he finally has a little bit of time for us. He's been out hunting the last couple of weeks. That's why he hasn't been on. But welcoming him back today, we are playing it safe with Bradley Schlarf. Good morning, Brad.
Well, I got some updates right now. Perfect. In Greater Simcoe County right now, it's snowing so hard I can barely see across the street. That's number one. Number two is your story about the Mini Cooper. So there was no bee or hornet or jackalope or stinging bat or anything involved in my story, but I had a Chevy Vega, and it was an old abandoned rail trail that was converted into a snowmobile trail, and my now brother-in-law and I decided when we were about 16 that we'd see how far we could drive up that to go rabbit hunting with snow on it in a Chevy Vega and a snowmobile trail. Didn't go very good.
Oh, I can imagine. Have you ever had to bail out of a moving car, buddy?
Yep.
Oh, my God. That's, I don't know what's more terrifying, but I did it.
And I wasn't bailing out. Like, I'm not going to bail out over no bug, though.
Oh, you're a man. I'm not. What can I
am. I'm a real piece of work.
Speaking of piece of work, how was your hunt? You were away hunting for the last couple of days or last couple of weekends?
I got a turkey opening day at 6:38 in the morning.
Nice.
And just so that people know the diligence of our conservation officers, shortly thereafter, I get stopped by a conservation officer.
Oh, nice. And?
Well, I happen to know him quite well. But anyway, he didn't know it was me when he stopped me. But and he said, opening day of turkey season and opening day of the trout season. And he was heading to the Nottawasaug River. I was hunting not very far away from there, but to check anglers. And he happened upon me, but very busy.
Yeah.
Oh, like, you know, imagine. Two things like that coinciding on the same day.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, everybody had a good time. You got a bird. That's all that matters to us. That's the importance.
And if it wasn't for the current climatic conditions, I'd be doing this from sitting underneath a tree someplace. But if I was sitting under a tree right now, I'm telling you, I'd be in 3 inches of snow.
Wow. That's crazy. Hey, we're into May. Holy mackerel. Want to talk to you about a boating mishap already this year, which to me, now I could be wrong. You're the expert. Is this not the earliest that we've ever been reporting fatalities?
Oh, heck no.
No?
We've, unfortunately, you know, going back to my almost 40 years of dealing with this sort of stuff, we've had overlapping snowmobile and marine fatalities at the same time, both ends of the season. So it's, it's not real early. The first one actually that the OPP investigated this year was on the 23rd of March.
Wow.
So there's been three already.
So this is two men that are missing in Eastern
They're
Ontario?
Not missing anymore.
Okay.
So the finest dive team in the world has found them, both of them. And sort of similar circumstances, like canoe, kayak, capsize, real cold weather, no PFD, need I say more.
What area were they in, Brad?
Both Eastern Ontario, one near Mississippi Mills and the other near Eganville. So right hard by the Quebec end of Ontario.
And no life jackets on either?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
And again, so even harping on the other good reasons, if you're going to happen to be in a circumstance where you fall from your boat and you wind up dying, at least if you have your PFD on and you wind up freezing to death over the long time exposure that you're in the water, which is really unlikely, or you know, if the circumstances were one of the very rare things, a collision, at least your family aren't waiting for maybe 3 or 4 days while our dive team looks for you.
That's craziness. Do we have the circumstances around either one of these two?
Both are sort of one was two guys in a canoe out fishing. Canoe capsizes, one fellow makes it to shore and the other one doesn't. Mm-hmm. And the other one was a single person in a kayak in the evening that decided to go out for a paddle, no PFD on. And sometime later, the kayak's observed up on the shore with no one in it. So, the 1 + 1 = 2.
Yeah,
he's not on the shore. The kayak is, so he's probably still in the lake. Not on the lake, in the lake.
And Brad, do you think this was due to, because we did have a little bit of spell there with some warm weather.
Yep.
Do you think that this was due to that little warm spell, people thinking, well, you know what, it's summer, it's fine, I'm going to go out. If I fall in, no big deal, I'll get back in the kayak. It's not thinking that the water is still in the 50s, if not, you know, high 40s.
Oh, I would think it would be barely making the low 40s right now. Like, even with that sun that was on it and that, it's still pretty cold. So, and you know, there's another kind of a myth around, very few people die of hypothermia in the water. Usually they drown because what's happened is the effects of the cold water aren't getting to the hypothermia, your core temperature and all that medical stuff. It's because you get physically dumber, like where you can't, you know, you can't grab things, you can't, and you get tireder, you can't tread water anymore, and you wind up slipping under the water and drowning. So on autopsy, it's rarely hypothermia, it's usually drowning, but all of which is because you get too tired to keep your head out of the water, which a PFD, a life jacket, or a PFD will at least keep you floating enough. But they're often close to shore. So like in this circumstance, the two people in the canoe, one guy managed to make it to shore. So, you know, either he's a great swimmer or they weren't that far from shore to begin with.
Okay, so let's start again. The new season is ahead. Let's start again by reminding everybody, if you are on the water, if you are on the water, wear some sort of a flotation device. It's not dumb, it's smart, period.
It's also warm, too, if you walk through the 3 inches of snow here right now to get to the water to put your kayak in or canoe.
Hey, I want you to go out there and sit under a tree for the rest of the day. How's that, buddy?
I am not going to sit under no tree for the rest of the day. I told you, it's snowing so hard again, and it's windy. It's just a thoroughly unpleasant day. So I'm not doing any of the above. I'm not shoveling either, though. It's at that temperature where the driveway's all melted off, but the lawn certainly isn't. But I don't have to rake.
All right, take the rest of the day off then. How's that?
All right, good deal.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Brad.
Good
nice to have you back, buddy.
Thank you.
Bradley Shore playing it safe. Retired Staff Sergeant with the OPP. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.